This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam. We're continuing in the Ion Shurim on Daf HaShavua. This week was Daf Nantes. The Gemara asked Asira in Shmuel. Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar, who says that if a man wants to be makdish the excess earnings of his wife, it is not effective. The reason why it's not effective is even after the death of the wife, where he would inherit her, it's not effective, presumably because Ein Adam Makdish Davar Shaloi Haya Ba'olam. That seems to be the shita of Shmuel. The question is, but it says that a woman is asering with a kainam for what she's producing, it doesn't have to be nullified. So that implies, even though there is an opinion, namely of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that it does have to be nullified, or it should be nullified, because what if he divorces her, and then the neder will be effective, and then he won't be able to take her back. So that seems to indicate, Ein Adam Makdish Davar Shalai Haya Ba'ilam. So Gemara says, you cannot compare Kainamais to other situations. The Gemara says why? Mitoich sha'adam oyser peirois chaveroi alav adam makdish davar shalai balaylam. Since a person could aser his friend's fruits upon him, a person could be makdish something that's not in the world. So we never really stopped and try to analyze what's the logic of that. Think about that for a moment. You know why a person can make a kainam on something that's not in the world? Because since I could say, Mike, your apples are asur on me, I could also say, I asur something that's not in the world yet. What does one thing have to do with the other? Isn't the reason I can't be makdish davar shalai haya ba'ilam? Why can't I create a kinyan on something that's not in the world? Presumably it's because there's no smichas das. In order to effectuate a kinyan, the giver and the receiver have to be thinking, you know, this is a realistic possibility. And therefore they have to have a certain mindset that they're really making this transaction happening. But if in their minds it's a far-fetched scenario, if in their minds the likelihood of this event is unrealistic, so they're not really having enough das to effectuate a kinyan. The same way Rabbi Yisrael, we hold, you know, mitzvah is trichos kavana. It's not enough to do a mitzvah. You have to be actively thinking that you want to fulfill this mitzvah, which means the performance of mitzvahs requires a certain requisite level of kavana. Likewise, when you make a kinyan, you have to have the way kinyanim work is it requires a certain awareness and presence of mind to effectuate the kinyan. But if it's something that's not in the world, you can't have the requisite smichas das to effectuate the kinyan. That being the case, just because I could aser someone else's fruits to me, I say, you know, your fruits are aser to me. Okay, very nice. Why would that allow me, therefore, to aser something that's not in the world? Something that's not in the world, you can't have smichas das. It's an unrealistic possibility. What's the analogy the Gemara is giving? If I, in other words, the fact that the Gemara compares something that's not in the world to something that's yours, that implies there's a totally different reason why typically I can't be makdish something that's not in the world. It seems like the reason I can't be makdish something that's not in the world, it's not because of a lack of das, it's because of a lack of maybe ownership. And if when it comes to hektish, I could be makdish your thing, that indicates maybe I don't need ownership when it comes to neder or hektish. So just like I don't need ownership and I could do it to your thing, maybe I don't need ownership and I could do it on something that's not in the world. But that's not the classic reason why we usually say Ein Adam Makne or Makdish Davar Shel Hayav Ba'Olam. Usually we say it's a matter of Smichas Das. Now, let me bring up the MMs. Rabbi Chanan in the Kavet Shirim has a classic Chakira. This is Kavet Shirim. in Masechta Baba Basra, Ois Reish Ayin Vav, and Rabbi Chanan says, "B'had Ein Adam Makna Davar Shel Hayav Ba'Olam Mashma B'Gemara in Bava Metzia Da'atam Hu Mishum Lo Samcha Date." The reason why you can't be makna something that's not in the world is because you don't have the reliance of das. V'heicha de samcha date. If you do have the reliance of das, efshel lahaknois gam davar shel hayav ba'olam. But says Rabbi Chanan, "Avol mehad kamar b'gemara ksubis daf nun tes shani kainamais mitoich she'adam oyser peres chaver yolav." Since a person could answer his friend's fruits on him, adam maknesh davar shel hayav ba'olam. If you're going to say the reason is because a person doesn't have smichas das, it has no connection at all to asering your friend's fruit on you. It's mashma that on something that's not in the world, you don't have the power of hakna. You know why I can't transfer something that's not in the world? I don't have enough bailus or ownership over it to transfer it. But by kainamais, where I could asser your fruits on me, how could I asser your fruits on me? I have no bailus over your fruits at all. I have no ownership. I have no dominion over your fruits. Must be when it comes to kainam. It's different than kinyan. Kinyan, you need bailus to transfer. Maybe kainamais, I don't need any bailus. So the Gemara's analogy is much more compelling now. It's the whole reason Ein Adam Makne Davar Shel Hayav Ba'Olam is because I don't have enough bailus, but I see when it comes to kainamais, I don't need bailus. V'haraya, I could aser my friend's fruits on me. Ela masha mehacha de'ein loy kayach hakna b'davar shel hayav ba'olam v'kainamais yachal aser peres chaver alav yachal aser gam davar shel hayav ba'olam. So that's a very geshmaka diuk of the Rabbi Chanan. Now, classically, the Keren Oira in Masechta Yevamos, he says, "Yeshleimar the Hadeina on the Makna Davar Shel Hayav Ba'Olam Haynu Mishum Smoich Daitai." There's not enough smichas das loy shel koina v'loy shel hamoich, and not of the receiver, the purchaser, and not of the seller, like we find about Metzia Perk Kama. Right, where the Gemara says explicitly, "B'midi d'samcha daiti yachal haknais." In a situation where you do have smichas das, you could be makne. Okay, so that's classically the Achrayim say the reason Ein Adam Makne Davar Shel Hayav Ba'Olam is because you don't have das. There's a third mahalach. It's not that you're lacking in das, and it's not that you don't have bailus, but it's you don't have what for the kinyan to be chal on. Ein Adam Makna, the Levush writes. The Levush could be found in Chayshad Mishpat, Simon Reish Tess, Sif Dalet. Ein Adam Makna El Chaver, Dover Shaloi Ba'al Olam. She Ein Kan Dover, She Yachal Olav HaKinyan. There is no entity for the Kinyan to be effective on. So it's not that there's a lack of Smichas Das on the one, on the Makna, or the Koina. It's not that that you don't have ownership in order to effectuate the kinyan. It's that there is nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. And he says, "Ein chilek bein b'mechar bein nasbari bein b'manash chemira." Reb Chaim says, "V'inei ikar taima de'ena adam makna davar shalai ha'ba'ilam." Reb Chaim is a masechta nedarim. Who de'al davar shalai ba'ilam lo'i have a balim. Saying that's not in the world, you're not an owner of it. In loy din hakna, there's no din hakna. Fizeh shayach zayrak bekinyanim vehekdeshais. This is only by acquisitions and hektish. Hecha dekayach hakna sheyesh lay alachifetz, who machmas to have a balim alachifetz. But this is kinyan and hektish. But what about nidrei iser? Mashayin kein bedina de nidrei iser. There's a special din by Nedarim that a person is allowed to aser the nechasim, his possessions on his friend, the same way he could aser on himself. It's not because I'm the owner. Why can I say, you know, my banana is usher to you? Because I'm the owner? No, it's not because I'm the owner. It's because I have the capacity to create an isser. It's just that nichse chaveiroi al chaveiroi, I can't usher. It's not that I can usher my possessions on you because I'm the owner. It's a din. I'm allowed to aser my possessions. And it happens to be, I cannot aser your possessions on you. If at the time of the chalois ha'isr, it's bala oilam, and the nechasim are mine, I could create such an isr. Let's see how the stipler says it. He says, "Hada ina adam makna davar shel bala oilam." What's the reason why ina adam makna davar shel bala oilam? Stipler is a masechta gittin. The bepshuta hu de ein adam yisodei mishum shadayin ein arbalim al adavar. It's because I'm not the owner. Chamay zar nechashev, and I'm like a foreigner. Legabe davar sheikna achar kach, regarding something that I will acquire later. Something that I will require later. I don't have ownership now. Ayin Sham. Umetareids Ri. The Gemara answers. Who is the Baal HaMemra? The Gemara answers. Shani Koinamais. The Shaper Chalan Ein Adam Davar Shal Bala. Let me talk to Adam Oyser Paris Chaver Oylov. Since I could answer my friend's fruit on me, Oyser Nami Davar Shal Bala. Perosh. Says the type, you know what this indicates is what we pointed out. Iker chisara in davar, the davar shalai bel oilam hu mishum as shadayin enoi balam ala davar. The iker reason why you can't be makna something that's not in the world is because you're not the owner. Uve kainam is dechal gamal shal chaveira. And kainam, which a kainam could be chal on something I don't own. I could answer my friend's produce on me. Chal nami al davar shal bel oilam. And to what does the Gemara differentiate? The Aha Heshav Abaye, regarding that, Abaye says that there's a chiluk. The Gambi Koinamais Ba'inon Shehela Noider Tsad Bailas. Even by Koinam, you need to have some ownership. The proof is that Peroi Chaveroi Al Chaveroi Eno Yachalas, I can't answer your fruits on you. Rak Al Atzmo Yachalas Peroi Chaveroi. You know why I can answer your fruits on me? We thought that meant because I don't have any bailos. No. The reason I can answer your fruits on me is Mishum Dehi She'enoi Balim Al Achevtsa Shenesra. True, I'm not the owner on the item that I'm answering. Hare Al Kapanu Hu Balim Al Agavro Shenesra Bay. But I'm a bailam on me. Share Al Atzmai Asar. I'm answering on me. Vuhu Balim Al Atzmai. V'yachol hotel al atzmi isurin. But how can I aser davar shloi ba la'olam on you? That's like asering your fruits on you. In other words, the Gemara in the answer is not falling off. The Iker Yisoid says the stipler of Eino the Makne Dover or Eino the Maknesh Dover Shal Ba'olam, it's because you're not a Bailam. I, how could I answer? Your fruits on me, I'm not a Bailam of the fruits, but I'm a Bailam of me on the person who I'm putting the Isser on. But I can't answer something that's not in the world on you. The same way I can't answer your fruits on you. Because your fruits, I'm not a bailam, not on the fruits and not on you. So, davar shalai haya bailam, I'm not a bailam on the fruits or on you. Hech yaser davar shalai bailam al chaveroi, zel have a kumai peres shal chaveroi. Ad kan tochen debe gemara. Hare mashmois kalasugya. The mashmois of this Gemara says a stiper the chisara in bedavar sholhei ba'olam is not smichas das; it's a lack of bailos. Who mishum shakati inu balamamoin beinu shalat alav v'areyu kumay peros chaveroi. V'chozeh l'man da'amra in adam makin davar shalom l'man da'amra adam makin davar shalom al karchel tzarch l'amr d'savar del gabe balos shi'yiloy l'machar. The other man da'amra must hold that the ownership you're going to have tomorrow nechshav hu kevar achshav. It's like you have it now. Now it's interesting that this machloikis actually has ramification in the upcoming parashiyos. Because we know that Esav was makaneh to Yaakov Avinu the Bechaira. We even makaneh Bechaira. Didn't happen yet. It's davar shalai haya ba'ilam. So there's a famous answer quoted in the Chidah, in the Ketzais HaChoshen from the Rivash, that before the Torah was given, Adam makaneh davar shalai haya ba'ilam. You hear this? The Rivash famously says, before the Torah was given, Ada makdish davar shalai haya ba'ilam. So there's a famous Pila Shatira. What do you mean? Why does it help? Why before the Torah was given could you be makdish something that's not in the world? So Rabbi Yeshua Lo Mikutna famously said, well, we know the whole world's existence was dependent on the Torah being given. So before the Torah was given, nothing really existed. Because maybe the Klai Yisrael won't accept the Torah. Everything was davar shalai haya ba'ilam. So in order to allow kinyanim, they had to allow kinyanim on davar shalai haya ba'ilam. Otherwise, no kinyanim would have been possible. So that's the Rabbi Shaul Mikutna says that's what the Rivash means. That before the Torah was given, adam makdish davar shalai haya ba'ilam. But simply, it's hard to understand why before the Torah was given, do we say Adam Makdish Davash or Makna Davash Allah Ba'ilam? So, some of the more contemporary Svarim say, here he brings from Chavetzel's Hasharon, if the reason why Ein Adam Makdish Davash Allah Ba'ilam is because there's not enough Das to effectuate a Kinyan, then what difference does it make if it was after the Torah was given or before the Torah was given? But if Eino the makdish davar shalo haya ba'olam. Is it's a din in Hilchos Kinyan? Let's say, like the Levush was saying, that it has nothing to be chalan. Who says it has to be chalan something? Maybe that's a din Torah. It has to be chalan something. Makdish? Well, she made a neder. You want to know how is the neder chal? It's a nidre mitzvah. So the question is, nidre mitzvah, she's obligating herself. She's obligating herself that she would do, that she's going to do this to her child, that when a child is born, she'll give him over to the mikdash. So is it something chal on Shmuel, or is it an obligation she's placing on herself? But this chakira, basically we have perhaps three ways of understanding why Eino the makdash davar shalo ba'olam. Simply it's because there's not enough smichas das. The stipler, Rabbi Chanan, says from our Gemara and Ksubas Nuntes, it's clear that no, there's a different reason. It's not because of smichas das, but rather it's because you, if it's not in the world, you're not the bailam. That's why the Gemara says, if I can't, the same way I can answer your fruits on me, I can be makna davar shalo haya ba'olam. And then there's another swara, perhaps there's nothing for the kinyan to be chalan, because there's nothing in the world. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.